This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We're getting Ricky Skaggs on this show. Remind me? You really don't know Ricky Skaggs.
Jeff Lutz.
Son of the late, great Bob Skaggs.
You're funny.
I'm so funny, it's almost hard to bear.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I am so totally turned on right now, I could speak.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. Max Power, producing, engineering, 869-1240. That's the IHOP hotline. Don't forget their 2x2x2 menu available at IHOP. So the latest, you got all this NBA stuff happening, players leaving their teams, players going back to their teams. Klay Thompson to the Dallas Mavericks, 3 years, $50 million. Paul George, as expected, agreed to a four-year, $212 million deal with the Philadelphia 76ers, who signed Tyrese Maxey to a max contract.
Appropriately.
That's a lot of money.
And they still have Joel Embiid. And, yeah, Philly's loading up. The Knicks are loading up. They got Mikal Bridges, right?
Yes.
Not Miles.
They gave away everything, but they got Mikal Bridges.
Yeah. And obviously Boston's still in that mix. Of course, a lot of teams chasing Indiana, too.
What have they done?
Conference final. They've re-signed Siakam and Obi Toppin.
That doesn't get it done for me.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
Get a player. Get a guy.
Well, they might be, maybe we'll get involved in the Lauri Markkanen sweepstakes.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Clippers, though, I don't know.
Clippers are an embarrassment.
Yeah, but they got their new building opening this year in L.A. I mean,
well, they signed Kevin Porter Jr., who was basically out of the league for domestic violence.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, we'll see as these events unfold what happens during the rest of NBA free agency. It's always wild. Klay Thompson on Dallas just doesn't seem possible. But
doesn't
there
make
he
a
is.
Lot of sense. What about what Oklahoma City has done? They've added Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein.
I like what they've done. They brought back a couple of their guys.
Yeah, Oklahoma City's probably the best team in the West, I would have to assume, at this moment. I don't know that anyone – I mean, Dallas made the finals, and they've added Klay Thompson, but I still think I would take Oklahoma City.
I like that. I like Oklahoma City. I have no problems with them. Now, have I ever been to a game? No. 2.5 hours away? No, I haven't.
That could be a fun little I-35 rivalry there, Oklahoma City and Dallas.
Well, it's not my I-35 rivalry.
Oh, well, no, it's not.
Oklahoma City to Dallas, I don't care about that.
Well, you care a little bit about Oklahoma City, I would assume.
Care a little bit. I care a little bit. I always felt like Wichita should have tried to get a WNBA franchise years ago.
Well, they put those in NBA cities.
I understand that, but I feel like at that time it wasn't as pronounced.
But they still weren't going to put one in Wichita because they were trying to get that league off the ground. Who's going to go? I mean, Wichita is not a marketable major sports town. It's just
we got
Wichita against the New York Liberty. I mean,
we had the Wichita against the New York Cosmos back in the MISL days.
Yeah, we sure did.
So why not?
Well, I don't know. It didn't seem feasible. Are there any WNBA friends? You have Connecticut that doesn't have an NBA team. I believe there's a WNBA team in Las Vegas. But other than that, you know, they're in NBA cities, NBA arenas.
Well, sure they are.
And
but that wasn't my point. My point is years ago, I thought they should have.
Well, how are they going to do that?
I don't know. They just happen.
Play at Coke Arena or Levitt Arena.
They got a team in Connecticut, for crying out loud.
Right. Connecticut is a women's basketball hotbed. Of course they have a team in Connecticut.
They got one in Seattle.
Yeah, they always have.
Las Vegas. I don't know. I just felt, you know.
Seattle's been a good.
Green Bay's got an NFL franchise, for crying out loud.
Well, maybe we should ask Jamel about that next time she comes on. What's Wichita doing to lure more professional sports teams?
Well, I'm not saying. I don't know. I'm just saying that at one time I thought that would have been a viable
But it didn't make sense. I don't understand how you're going to put all these teams in NBA cities and NBA arenas to start the league, and then, oh, we have Wichita. That doesn't make any sense.
You got an NBA team in Oklahoma City.
Right. That was an owner who stepped up when the Hornets.
Now, Oklahoma City's significantly bigger than Wichita. I get it. But still,
and is growing faster than Wichita.
Well, Wichita's growing pretty good right now.
It's all right.
Have you ever been out there driving around?
Never.
I mean, there's a lot of people out
here. I've never driven in the community in which I live.
There's a lot of people out there, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but a lot of those people aren't necessarily hopeful for a bigger and better Wichita. They like it because of its pace now and its current state. It's kind of quiet, and that's why Wichita is kind of unique.
Wichita's growing.
Because we have people who really want it to be a major metropolitan city, and we have people who prefer the small town lifestyle.
Well, I like Wichita just like it is, but it'd be good to have another option. We've got hockey that's at the roughly the AA level.
Not roughly, it is.
We got baseball that's at the AA level. We thought we'd had a AAA level for a little bit. Didn't turn out that way. We got a college that's at the just below the Power Five. Its conference in the American Athletic.
The chasm between the Power Five and everybody else is only getting bigger.
Right, I get that. Being just below the Power Five still means you're light years away from the Power Five. I understand that.
Right.
You know I know what I'm talking about.
I don't know that you do.
I've known what I'm talking about forever.
I don't know that you still do. I feel like you have a general idea, but I need to step in sometimes and direct you in the correct direction.
But Wichita used to have a AAA baseball franchise.
I get it. They've had AA in the past, mostly too.
I think if you ask me, which I preferred, maybe it was because I was younger, more impressionable, but I love the Arrows. Those years were incredible for me.
No one's going to stop you from loving the Arrows. Everybody loves what was around when they were young.
Well, I like the Wranglers and the Pilots and all that. The Wind Surge, I think it's great, but when the Arrows showed up in 1970, that was big.
I understand. I know I'm not taking that from you. I don't know what your point is, though.
And by the way, they were the AA farm club of your Cleveland Indians at the time.
I get it.
That's who they had.
I was neither alive nor a Cleveland Indians fan at the time.
And you know who some of the players that came through here at that time?
Chris Chambliss.
Buddy Bell. Richie Sheinbloom, Ted Ford.
Why do we talk about Richie Sheinbloom? Just because he had a cool name?
I love Richie
Sheinbloom. He didn't do anything in the big leagues.
Richie Sheinbloom was a great Wichita Arrow, though.
Fine.
My favorite.
Well, how come we don't talk about Kit Pello and some of the guys that had really great years in Wichita?
I was young and impressionable when Richie Sheinbloom played here.
Well, I was young and impressionable when Charlie Hillman played here.
Well, that was a double-A team.
Ricky Bonus.
Where's Charlie Hillman from?
Massachusetts. St. Louis.
Spent many times talking to him. A big Cardinals fan.
He was?
Yes.
Not for long.
What do you mean not
Probably
for
isn't
long?
Anymore. Should we get him on the show?
No, I don't care to talk to Charlie Hillman.
Really?
I had a good time talking
to Charlie
Hillman.
What a horrible thing to say. I don't care about Charlie Hillman.
I didn't say I don't care about him. I said I don't need to talk to him.
That's what I heard. Kit Pello.
Charlie Hillman got his cup of coffee in the big leagues, and I'm sure he's leading a successful life. Now, a guy I would be interested
Charlie
in
Hillman
talking
didn't play
to,
in the big leagues.
Yes, he did. He got there for a little bit. A guy
no,
I
he
would.
Didn't.
Yes, he did. Look it up.
I am. He
yeah.
didn't.
For 7 at bats for the White Sox.
Yeah, you wish.
Look up a guy I would be interested in talking to, Dave Hollins. He did get to the big leagues and was a productive player.
He was a good player.
For some very good Phillies teams.
Played down the stretch of his career with Cleveland and did nothing. Thanks, Dave.
Let me guess. Dave Hollins today, let me guess, don't tell me, is 56 years old.
58.
Isn't that something?
Out of Buffalo, New York.
Let me just say something. That was a moment for me.
Why?
Because he's 58.
We did the age game on Thursday with David Michael Hahn and Michael Anthony. Was it Anthony? Anthony Furches.
I don't know. I didn't listen.
Why not?
Because I don't know. I don't care about what David Mike. No
we had
offense.
We had Mike Furches on.
No offense to David Michael Hahn. I'm sure he does a fine job. And Mike's a friend of mine. But when you're hosting those two guys, I know you're not getting the best out of them.
Of course I did. We had a great time.
I know.
And a good show.
I'll get the best out of them.
I think I did. Because I'm not taking it so serious. Hey, guys, did you watch game 4 last night?
Well,
no one cares.
To me is what people want to hear
about.
You
know how much sports we talked?
Right.
Zero.
Right, and no one wants that.
Yeah, they do.
What'd you talk about?
Why would they?
Hey, David, how's your, did you go to the pool party?
Why
no,
would
that,
they want,
nobody wants that.
Why would they want sports analysis from people that they don't know that they trust for sports analysis? Why would I just bring someone random on to
well,
talk?
You don't trust yourself for sports analysis.
Of course I do.
No, because you shy away from it. When I do this show with anybody else, I'm going to give you sports analysis.
Well, you shouldn't, because that's not their strengths.
I'm going to give
That's not Jason Duda's strength.
I'm going to give you
That's not Mike Furches' strength.
I'm going to give you sports
so
analysis.
You're not, so you're
I don't
not
care
gonna,
what they do.
So you're not going to cater to your guests?
No.
Really? That's a terrible way to run a show.
You know what I'm going to cater to?
What?
Me.
Well, that's a bad way to run a show.
I think...
Why shut up? Shut the two people out who are hosting with you?
I'm not shutting them out. I'll get to them in a minute. I got something
okay,
I need to...
Give me your sports analysis.
I'll give them something. We'll talk.
But they won't care about what you have. You have to put topics that are in their wheelhouse and stuff that they enjoy talking about. You can't just say, hey, what did you think of the draft last night? Because
I never say that.
Because you know why? David Michael Hahn and Michael Furches don't care
then
about the NBA draft.
They shouldn't be on this show.
Yeah, they should.
Quite frankly.
It's a variety show. It's not a sports.
Quite frankly, if they can't answer a question about something big in the world of sports, and they got a resort to...
You don't even know who went number one in the draft.
They got a kid out of the foreign guy.
Yeah, what was his name?
I can't remember. It's four letters.
No, it's not.
It's four letters.
Alex Saar went second.
Saar.
He went second. Who went first?
That other guy.
Yeah, Zachary Ricaser or whatever. Out of France.
Now, I didn't watch the draft.
Well, there you go. So we wouldn't have talked about it.
Of course we would have.
Why?
because I pay attention. I care about sports. Always have, always will.
I care.
When you tune into this show, you can rest assured that Bob Lutz is going to cover sports.
Then cover it.
Entertainment.
Go for it.
Humor.
None.
Every topic under the book.
Under the
politics.
Book? What does that even mean?
Every topic under the sun and
under
in the book.
Under the book.
Except politics.
You know,
that's what I'm going to give you.
Well, give us something then.
I've given it the whole show.
What's your entertainment take right now?
My entertainment take is that I've been watching a lot of Steve Martin and Martin Short on YouTube recently.
Have you watched Martin?
And I spent an hour yesterday watching a 14 or 15-year-old interview on Howard Stern with Don Felder. And I wanted to go through the TV and strangle the guy. And both of them. Because they were kind of teaming up against...
Well, that's what Howard Stern does. Howard Stern eggs people on in interviews. That's...
Well, Howard was kind of going after
him. That's what I'm saying. He eggs people on.
Then he had Henley on and didn't say a word.
Exactly. Not really Howard Stern style. Have you seen... not Howard Stern, but... Who were we talking about? Martin Short. His interview as Jiminy Glick with
Hilarious.
Bill Hader.
He's the best.
One of the funniest things you'll ever see.
Well, exactly. And Martin Short has had this renaissance because of Only Murders in the Building.
I don't think he ever went away, did he?
Yeah, he didn't go away, but he's certainly... He and this partnership he and Steve Martin developed has been a cash cow. But think of how much money. Just think about that. How much money they've generated because some agent said, you know what? We ought to put you two guys together. You're
legendary. Been together?
You're legendary comedians. We should get a television show. We should have you go on tour. We should have you do a Netflix special. The world cannot get enough of Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Well, because they're timeless and they're hilarious.
Right. That's what I just said. See?
No, you didn't.
You state the obvious.
No, you said how much money do you... Because that's
know,
where you go.
They're hilarious.
You don't need to go to any kind of actual substance. Let's just worry about how much money they're making. Let's commercialize it.
I think
Let's take all the fun out of it.
I think it's interesting that somebody had that bright idea.
What if it was them?
Maybe it was.
Well, let's get
I
them back.
I would have asked them on the show, except we got into a kind of a comedic give and take. And I couldn't really fit it in.
You took a lot from them.
I was,
They were trying to give comedy, and you took it all.
I was trying to let them have a chance as well to be funny.
Yeah, well, thank goodness.
And
Notice they haven't repeated their appearance on this show.
They did pretty well.
And there's a reason for that.
They hung with me.
I can't believe you sent maybe the funniest person in the history of the world away with, the dumbest jokes known to man. Like, can you even imagine the craft of Steve Martin and what he has to go through and put himself through mentally and emotionally to be that funny every day of his life? And here this guy is, 8 + 3 = 9.
No, you got it wrong. It was funny. What I did was funny.
No, it wasn't.
They laughed.
No, they pity laughed. Of course they're going to...
You've gotten to the point where we're probably going to have to play the interview.
No, we're not.
At 3, Max, if you can pull it together.
No, we got a Bob and Jeff draft and then...
At 3:40 or 3:45.
No, we're not going to play that.
We are because people want to hear it now.
No, they don't. Let's just leave it to their imagination.
Max, would you say, based on the conversation we're having right now, that the interest of the listeners has been piqued to hear some of that Steve Martin, Martin Short interview?
I have that ready at your beckon. Right.
You're not, but you're not answering my question. Do you feel like listeners would want to hear that now?
Yeah, they need.
See, when he
says
it like
proof.
That, right.
They need
no.
proof
yeah.
of what you say, Bob.
Exactly. So at 3:45, somewhere in that area. We'll play that, and people
play
can,
what? What are we going to play?
We're gonna play the interview,
the whole interview,
and people can hear.
We don't need to play the whole interview. That was done several years ago.
People can hear what they what I'm trying to tell them.
We can play a snippet, a clip.
We'll do whatever Max thinks.
We're not going to play the whole
interview. I don't want to have him get the snippet if he wants to do it all. We'll figure it out. But for right now, we're going to take a break and come back and play the Bob and Jeff draft songs by the Doobie Brothers. Each of us will pick eight in order. What's that called? The snake draft. We'll pick eight songs. We'll get Max's input. And then, if I remember, we'll get it out on Twitter. All right. The Bob and Jeff Show chugs along on a Monday. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
KFH. All right, we are going to pick some music, summer, winter, fall, spring, from the Doobie Brothers. Eight songs apiece. Jeff?
What?
Flipped a coin.
Well, don't say my name like that.
How many times do we have to do this?
What do you call?
I call Tails today.
What is it?
It is Tails.
It's heads.
What are you going with?
I'm going to let you go first.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go first. This is a tough one.
I probably should have gone first, but that's okay.
Because I'm not sure they have a completely signature song, but they have a lot of good ones. And I am going to pick... Oh, boy, this is tough. I'll pick China Grove. Why are you laughing at that?
Because that's embarrassing.
Really?
That's your first song? I mean, it's a good song. I'm going to go with Black Water.
Well, that's just crazy.
And What a Fool Believes.
By the way, my song rated higher than either of those.
Well, both of those songs got to number one.
So
you can rate them however
for me,
you want.
I will go with Long Train Running. Then it gets tougher. Oh, boy. Listen to the Music. All right. For you.
I'm going to go with... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Jesus is just all right. And for those younger listeners, they weren't saying he was just all right. They're saying he's all right. And the next song will be a little Michael McDonald piece, Taking It to the Streets.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I will go with...
The next song listed on the top 10 list you're looking at?
I'm just going through a list of songs.
I know. Yeah, there's no creativity to your choices. That's okay.
Minute by Minute.
Sing that one for me.
Minute by minute by minute by minute, I will understand.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it is. And next... Oh boy, gets a little more difficult.
Yeah, it does.
It Keeps You Running.
Sing that one. That's
It Keeps You Running.
I know it.
Oh, It Keeps You Running. Those are two Michael McDonald lead vocals, by the way, and I feel good about it. I feel good about those picks. Especially.
I'm going to go with Take Me in Your Arms.
That's not going to get you anywhere. Sing it for me.
I'll sing it later.
No, sing it.
Oh, Take Me in Your Arms.
Sing it.
And love me and caress me tenderly and let's go home. Those are the lyrics. I can't really sing it. And... The next song is going to be Real Love.
What?
Real Love.
Sing that one.
Real. I'm looking for a real love, baby. That might be a different artist.
Yeah. That's not even close to being the Doobie Brothers. How many more picks do I have?
Three. Yeah, you're out of your top 10 now. You're going to have to... Come up with a different list on the internet.
Well, here's the thing, you know. I will.
You always do.
I will come.
There's nothing from Bob's brain that's going to get out of these.
No, this is all from my brain.
This is Ranker.com's list.
Oh, man. It does get tougher here. Doggone it.
They don't have 16 that just jump off the page at you for casuals.
Rocking Down the Highway. I got one more or two more?
Two, but you got it's one in this round.
This gets interesting. You'll have to hold on for a minute.
Why don't you just pick a song? Why don't you write down a list before we start so you can consult the list that you have as opposed to let's go down the greatest hits track list. I mean, good grief, dude.
This one. I got it. I got it. The Doctor.
Sing it.
Okay, what's your pick? You got two left.
I'm going to go with Another Park, Another Sunday.
That's a good song, but it won't do much good for you here.
Yeah, you're going to win the Twitter. I'm just hoping I can win with Max. And I'm going to take... we didn't China Grove yet. Dependent on You.
Well, that's a fairly my My final pick would be...
What?
Make sure I haven't picked it. Make sure you haven't picked it. You Belong to Me.
Sing it.
You Belong to Me. You Belong to Me.
Great.
Another Michael.
Michael McDonald's a wonderful singer.
That is a wrap for the Bob and Jeff draft. Max?
Well, let's go over our lists again.
My list, China Grove.
Well, what's the category?
Doobie Brothers songs, duh.
Yeah, well, it's we got a...
China Grove, Long Train Running, Listen to the Music, Minute by Minute, It Keeps You Running, Rocking Down the Highway, The Doctor, and You Belong to Me.
And I
My
got,
goodness.
Yeah, it's a fine list. I got Blackwater, What a Fool Believes, Jesus is Just All Right, Taking It to the Streets, Take Me in Your Arms, Real Love, Another Park, Another Sunday, and Depending on You.
Well, Max, this ought to take you 7 seconds to come up with this one. What are your thoughts?
I just want to say, Jeff, I loved your alleged lyrics to Take Me in Your Arms. I loved it, especially in Let's Go Home. And Jeff had the A and B side, because Blackwater started out as the A side, and then actually started out as the B side of Another Park.
Number one smash.
Yes, it was the B side to Another Park.
I just want to know the best list.
Well.
Exactly. Think I didn't know that?
Who had the best list?
Bob had the best list for me.
Oh!
He had the doctor from the comeback album. If he put One Chain on that as well, I would have started crying.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't.
But both lists are good.
My favorite pick. I
mean, let's see what Twitter says.
My favorite pick was Minute by Minute to get it at number 4.
That's a good pick.
All right, Max, we appreciate it. There you go, the Bob and Jeff draft. We try to do that pretty much every Monday, at least until the football season begins. And then we'll have so much on-the-field stuff to talk about that we'll see if the Bob and Jeff draft finds another day for its home coming up in the fall. Now that we're into July, this is kind of the last month where there's not a lot of stuff going on to talk about locally in the world of sports, and certainly the NFL coming. We do have Major League Baseball. Both of our teams, to some degree, are in the hunt, yours more than mine.
Yeah, you're in the hunt.
We'll see how you do in the second half.
We sure will. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. A lot of trust.
1 to 9. 1 to 10.
8.
8.
Yeah. They'll figure it out. I'm not that worried.
Well, what was your text the other night?
They're done. But they're always
done.
Why
do you do that?
Because they lose, and I hate losing, and I can't stand it, and I don't know how to react to it, especially when I'm in the ballpark, and I've got to witness it. I've got to look at it.
Send me a picture at 6:08. That you're, hey, look where we are. This is going to be great.
It was great.
And then at 8:32, I get a text, this team is done.
They sure seemed like it.
That's too bad. Too bad that you gave up on them. All right. We promised you that we would play this clip. I don't know that we've ever had two more iconic guests on our show than Steve Martin and Martin Short.
No,
they,
we have not.
They appeared here when they were at the Hartman Arena a few years back. And here's a little exchange between the two of them and us.
We're loose with the material, but we like to deliver the material first to make sure the audience is getting a good show. Is that too much of an answer? I think it is.
No, I love it.
It makes sense to me, although I was checking messages during it. Yeah, I get that.
I thought this would be, you've probably been asked every question in the world, so pardon the repetition. But of the two of
you, honestly think the interview would be more fun than this?
Kind of. I'm checking messages right now, actually. Who is who is the more?
How do you think we're coming off?
Our list.
Well, there it was, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just went toe-to-toe with a couple of legends.
You heard us really laugh, right? because they were funny. And then you heard Steve Martin, which is not a real laugh, but that's fine.
If it wasn't thoroughly a real laugh, he made an attempt to laugh.
Right.
And he didn't need to do that. You said something earlier on in the interview, and it was, I don't even know.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
It was not memorable.
That's the problem.
It was not memorable. Oh, yes, sir, you were funny.
I'm going to have reverence for Steve Martin and Martin Short. I'm not going to try to upstage them. Please pardon the repetition, sir, but I do have a question, if you don't mind. And then I'm not going to listen. I'm going to try to make a joke right after.
Right, and it worked out very well, and it drew laughs. And Max, I'm sure, laughed at the controls, and it was a good interview.
Yeah, it was. They were good interviews. I agree.
I appreciate them coming on. And
I'm sure they appreciate your appreciation.
It keeps my chops strong, going on with a couple of comedians like that.
Sure does.
Well, I don't know why you're threatened.
Heck of an effort. Threatened?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do with that. What do you want me to do with that?
I really don't know. Tomorrow on the show, Kevin Saul makes his monthly appearance. Wichita State athletic director, and we'll talk with him about the summer at Wichita State. Looks to me like they have an interesting men's basketball roster. I don't know how good it's going to be.
We do not.
But it certainly appears that they've attempted to address the big black hole on that team last year, and that was ball handling and backcourt play. And it feels to me like they've done what they can to address
that. Seems like they've upgraded. Seems like it. We won't know until they step out on the floor in November or whenever it is. But, yeah, it looks like they've made upgrades to their roster.
Now, it's a vast change. They've got some returning players, but a lot of newcomers. This is the age of the transfer portal, so get your scorecards out as we try to adapt to all of this. And then in a couple weeks, we'll have the TBT here at Coke Arena with the Aftershocks and the KU team and the K-State team and another Wichita team that's got some Southwestern College players on it, including Kevin Clark, one of the great scorers in the history of that conference, the KCAC. So all of that stuff intrigues me.
Should be very interesting. I agree. And haven't seen who's on KU's. I think I saw KU's roster. It's pretty good.
Some big names. It's a matter of how they gel.
Or Frank if Mason. They show up, right? Like,
right. But Frank Mason's the most recent addition.
Yeah, they have Thomas Robinson. So they could be very good.
Well, we'll see. Do those guys have anything left in the tank?
Well, we'll see.
I mean, that's not going to be Thomas Robinson from 2009 rolling out there.
Was he that at KU that long ago?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wasn't it? Maybe it was a little later.
I mean, 15 years ago, that would make him in his mid-30s.
Well, he would be in his mid-30s.
I guess so.
Maybe I'm off a couple years.
He's 33.
So, let's say 2012.
Yeah, around then. His rookie year was 2012-2013.
But he was at KU a little before that. I was in the ballpark. Let's just say that. I shouldn't be expected to come up with exact time.
You did okay.
But you have to check everything.
I do check everything.
I got an opportunity to prove my father wrong, so.
Well, I don't just throw out stuff.
Well, I don't either.
Unless I know it for a fact.
Oh, please.
Which is the only things that I ever speak are facts.
Well, if that was the case, you might as well be a mute. Because you haven't had a fact on this show in years.
Ask me anything. I'll give you a fact.
No, there's no facts.
I'll give you a fact.
Who's pitching for the Guardians tonight?
Nobody. There's only three games in the big leagues tonight.
That's kind of weird.
One of them, I believe, is going on now. One of them is...
Everybody's acting like that's just the weirdest thing ever.
I don't like it.
I'm going to say this. There was a time when there were no games on Mondays.
When?
Everybody. There's been times where there were no games.
I don't believe that.
On Mondays.
There's no way a major sports organization outside of the All-Star break and
back in the day
would just say, we're not doing games today.
We've already got a game just started with Houston at Toronto. The Mets and Nationals tip it off at 5:45. Milwaukee and Colorado to play Colorado, the Rockies. The Colorado Rockies, they're in Denver to play the Rockies in Colorado.
Yeah, I get it.
You understand that?
Yeah. Three games. That's it. Full slate tomorrow and basically for the rest of the week.
Cardinals got to go to Pittsburgh to face Mitch Keller, Jared Jones, back-to-back. I don't know. I don't know if I like that.
They've got some good young pitching, but they're just an average team like basically everyone else in the National
League. They can't score. Basically like everybody else in the National League.
There you go. That's kind of the story. Outside of Philly, Milwaukee, and the Dodgers, and to a lesser extent Atlanta, yeah, pretty much nothing happening in the NL.
I'm gonna look into that because now you've made me think.
What are you thinking about?
Who leads the National League in runs? Let's see
probably
if you can
Phillies.
Come up with it. They're two.
The Dodgers.
Name the top five. Dodgers one.
Phillies.
Phillies two.
Braves.
Braves nine. You're already out.
Milwaukee
four.
Three and five, I'm
three
missing?
Three and five are missing. Cardinals.
The Mets?
14th out of 15. Mets, six. Boy, the Cardinals, 14.
It's not the Giants. It's not probably the Rockies. It's not, I don't know, might be Arizona.
San Diego, third.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They played a few more games. And fifth, this is a team that is going to take off. Because they're starting to get healthy, they're starting to get their pitchers back, and they're fifth in runs scored, and that's the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Thought it might be Arizona. I don't know. I don't know, though.
Zach Gallen just came off the injured list.
Montgomery can't pitch anymore. This no spring training thing doesn't seem to be working for him or Blake Snell, so maybe that's not a good strategy.
But they're getting Merrill Kelly back. Eduardo Rodriguez is due back here shortly. I think that's a team to keep an eye on.
We'll keep an eye on them. And all they need to do is just stay above water. That's all they did last year, and they got to the World Series.
I'd be careful about them. Boy, Jordan Montgomery's been terrible. Too bad, but oh well.
And he's on a one-year deal.
Somebody will take a chance.
On a one-year deal, you don't want to keep doing that. You better sign.
Get him into spring training. Figure it out.
You would hope, for his sake.
See what you can do. All the cliches that go with it.
Merrill Kelly, maybe a guardian at the end of the month?
Quit begging.
Just, who do you think we'll get?
Don't care.
But who do you think?
I don't care. I think Paul DeJong is the guy most likely you'll get.
He's not going. No. They have 75 shortstops they need to cycle through.
I'm sorry, but if you're trying to win, he can come in and hit 10 to 12 homers in the second half.
Pass.
And get you to the playoffs. That's what you want.
Nah.
You're not looking for a guy for the long term. You're looking for the guy that can come in and help you get to the postseason.
And I don't trust Paul DeJong as far as he can hit a homer.
That's it for today. We thank you for listening. Always appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. As I said, Kevin Saul, Athletic Director, Wichita State, will be a guest on tomorrow's show. We'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.